feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. So it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine. Words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
For tuning in with us tonight. I kind of got caught up in that song, Rodney, and couldn't stop again. I didn't mean to let it go that long.
But I'm okay
it,
with
I
it.
I needed it. Whatever it did to me, I needed it. So how are you doing, Rodney? How are you doing?
I am doing good, as always. No complaints from me, Timmy. No complaints from me. Like I told you earlier, that time of year where body starts shutting down. Because it's getting ready for summer, but I'm still doing good.
I remember those days, right? It's just preparing to be out for at least a month.
when I get to the point where I open up my own school, it's gonna be a year round school, just so that the breaks are more spread out. Well, that's gonna be one of the things about it. It'll be a traditional year-round school model, but we'll get people breaks throughout the whole school year. How are you feeling today?
I am good. Like I was telling you earlier, for some reason, and I heard this at workout this morning. I do the 6:30 a.m. workout on Tuesdays and Thursdays with my son. I'm not gonna call him a child anymore. My son and we were afterwards. We were just sitting around like everybody was so tired. And we were talking about how they were feeling, and we were just saying maybe it's the weather because I just can't seem to get myself going. Like I took a nap yesterday, and I had to take a nap today. And I mean, I'm talking about like maybe I shouldn't even call it a nap. It was like sleep. Like I went to bed in the middle of the day. So. But I'm feeling good. No complaints here, you know, taking it as it comes and just trying to make it happen. So
that's the way it's supposed to be.
I'm loving this topic today. As I talked to you earlier, you know, I was out. Matter of fact, I left workout and went to Shelby Farm, which is my little resort, my getaway, and it's so amazing how I'll drive out to all those acres. It's some just acres and acres of land, and I look at people and like, why y'all out here? Don't you supposed to be at work or something? And I realize you're out here, you know, because I got out there pretty early this morning, and sometimes I'll be so selfish just thinking, like, why are so many people out here? Because I have my little spots, and I just want them all to myself. But I was out there, and I don't know why this came to mind, you know, about how important it is to be true to self, to be true to yourself. So that's tonight's topic for our listeners. And as always, we hope that you guys will jump in on this. Rodney and I are both feeling great, but a little bit like we could use some rest. So we say this, but if you guys stay with us and keep us here, we're committed to it. But you talk to us, we'll stay. If you just want to listen tonight, we're going to give you what we got, and we're going to keep it moving. Right, Rodney?
Yes, ma'am. I know I am.
All righta. Well, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, please remember to select the number 1. We'll pull you in by providing the area code and the last 4 digits of the number that you're calling from. The chat room is open as well. You can also connect with us through Facebook. And for those of you who do have the numbers, our phone numbers, you can text us as well with any questions or comments for tonight's topic. The call-in number, 818-691-7406. Again, 818-691-7406. Real quick, I do want to remind people as you listen to us, especially for those of you who listen consistently, if you have some show ideas, please, please, please let us know. We'd like to talk about what's going on in your life, what you're going through, what you're dealing with, what you're not dealing with, what you want to deal with or just having issues with, just whatever it is, because, again, sometimes it doesn't come to us as easily as I guess people may think. And I know when I was doing more reading, I would get more ideas. But right now I'm just kind of focusing on one thing, and that's Gator Consulting, and not reading many, many books outside of that and preparing for that. So if you have any show discussions or anything you'd like for us to talk about, let me know, let Rodney know, shoot us a message, you know, whatever, in whatever way is best for you guys. And then if you know someone that you'd like for us to interview, to bring on the show, for them to talk about, because, again, we need to be fed as well. I was actually thinking about that today, Rodney, almost to the point where I don't know, like I think I keep saying maybe I'm feeding but not really being fed. So I have to find a way to you know, I guess get some more things poured into my life, and I know people can understand that. So having your show ideas, you know, having us talk about those and having people on the show, I think is a way of for me, you know, of being fed as well. So shoot us some ideas. Let's see. Trash can baby. Rodney, you want to do the trash can baby?
Sure. For those of you
tell
who
them,
are regular listeners.
Hey, Rodney, tell them about your, because I was sharing it with someone. Tell them about what happened to you when you were driving in to work, because some people weren't on, and I was trying to tell that story to someone. I can't remember who it was last week, about your drive in and when you realized, before you could realize that you had went another way. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Last week? Okay.
No, it was last Tuesday. It was last Tuesday, and it was funny because I thought about it today, because I want to say I almost did it today. But for those of you who are new to the show, or even if you are a regular listener, you know that we have something here called the Trash Can Concept. And basically, Tammy came up with this a few years ago. In fact, I remember it, and I don't even know if that was the first night, but it was the first time I had heard it, and that was the second time we talked about my book, Tired of Being Black. And I remembered you talking about it that night, and I was like, wow, like that's deep. But basically, for those of you listening, we want you to move a trash can that you use on a regular basis. And the trash can really is just symbolic of change. We want you to move a trash can that you use on a regular basis to a different location and see how many times you go back to the old location, because we don't realize that we live on autopilot in so many ways. We don't realize that we have become accustomed to routines. And because of that, if we're not careful, or if we're not mindful or even thinking about it, we will find ourselves going back to situations or going back to places or even going back to people just because it is what is familiar, it is what we're used to. So we invite you to move your trash can to a different location and see how many times you go back to where you used to have that trash can. Not only that, for those of you who do like I do, count the number of times that you have a piece of paper balled up and you throw the paper towards the area where the trash can used to be instead of its new location. One of our greatest fears, I think, is change. I think we are so afraid of change that it holds us back sometimes just because of familiarity, because we're so used to things. Last Tuesday, as Tammy was saying, I got in my car, and probably a couple of weeks now, I've been taking a different route to and from work. And so changing my route, I go a certain way, every morning now, and I go, back the same way in the afternoon. And I almost did it again today. I think I had to think about it. But last Tuesday, I got in my car and just started driving. Wasn't even thinking about the fact that I don't even go that way home anymore. I just knew I was leaving work and I was going home. And it was almost like I wasn't even in control at that point, because I got in the car and I started driving. And then before I knew it, I was going the old way home. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't mean to go this way. I don't even go this way anymore. But because that's just what I'm used to, and because I wasn't thinking about it, and I just got in the car and just, in my mind, I'm leaving work and I'm going home, it was very easy for me to get in the car and go the old way home, because I had programmed, my mind to go a specific way. And so if I'm not conscious about it, I'll find myself going that way, just like I did last Tuesday. But it was, it was just funny to me, because I know that's, something that we talk about a lot on the radio show. And I know we talk about trash can, but it could be anything. So we encourage you and we invite you guys to do something different, because we all use trash cans. So think about your trash can that's in your kitchen. Move it to a different spot and see how many times you go back to that location. You'll be very surprised at how frequently you do so. Tammy?
I think that is so cool. And I wish we would hear more from people about that trash can concept, because it really, really, really is a reminder of how we can just live in cruise control mode, Like we just cruise through life just enough to make it through the day. Sometimes not just through the day, but through the moment, through a moment. And sometimes that's necessary, but we have to have keep life in balance and make sure that we're being intentional about what we say we want and making sure that our actions align with that and not and also be intentional about not getting caught up or trapped by feelings. And that's another one topic that I think we should probably discuss later on, feelings and emotions, like the difference in feelings and emotions and how we can identify and be able to choose, I guess, which we will thrive in. I was sharing, before we dive into tonight's topic, I was sharing with Brandon, I was standing up washing dishes, and I told him, I said, you know, I started thinking, and it was as if I had no control of my thoughts because I didn't like what I was thinking. Like I really was just like, wow, I felt really, oh, I don't even know the word, because they were thoughts that I just thought, wow, Tammy, I thought we were kind of past this. And as quick as I went to that moment, I also switched to this moment and said, well, God never said that we wouldn't have those thoughts. In fact, if he thought we would not have them, then that verse wouldn't be there about take every thought captive. And so that transformed my feelings about what I was thinking and how I was feeling at the time. And so I was like, okay, this is different. This is cool. And so I was able to get out of that rut, that moment. And a couple of things is important about that is just to know that just because Rodney and I, I'm going to pull Rodney into this one, just because we're here every Monday, in spite of, you know, what we do on the outside, whether it's speaking here, speaking there, I still have those days. I still have those moments in the kitchen that like I had the other day where I didn't like what I was thinking. I didn't really like how I was feeling that day, and it really was no reason that I could think of. And so the important, I guess, the takeaway from that is to really be intentional about where you are now and where you want to grow to, and where you've grown from. Because even with tonight's topic, being true to yourself, what does that really mean? And to start, I think it truly means that you have to know yourself and be okay with the good, the bad, the ugly. Also, recognizing the places that you just you refuse to remain, because I could have stayed in that moment. I could have let those thoughts get the best of me and let them own me in a sense, let them be my identity, which could have taken me either a step back or a few steps back. So I think the first thing to recognize in being true to yourself is to take some time to get to know yourself, to get to know you, and to determine what parts of you do you just totally receive and acknowledge that this is who I am. This is part of my DNA, so to speak. And these are some things that I will not be able to get away from in a sense. And that's for you to determine, between you and God. And then there's those things where you just know that you don't want to be. You don't want to think like you used to think. You don't want to do things that you used to do. Or maybe you want to do more of those things. But it's just a matter of finding out first who you are. And how do we do that? I think you have to spend time with yourself. I'm still very, very, very irritated about the number of people, more so older people, that I see just so connected to this world And I'll just say cell phones. Just so connected in a way where we are beginning to look like zombies, like there's no thought process, like we just don't, like there's no substance, no depth to us. Because I think technology is snatching all of that away, even from knowing who we are, because there's not enough time to reflect. I'll say even to restore, to put back in us those things that we give out or that the world pulls away from us, whether it's through prayer, meditation. How do you get those things back? What do you do to take care of yourself? What do you do to get it all back together when you feel like it's not together? Or do you feel like it's together? So, Rodney, that's what I would say first. It just knowing, answering the question, number one, what is being true to yourself? I don't feel like a person can answer that if they have not taken the time to really dig deep and search and continue with the search, because I think as we continue to grow, we will always have to revisit the commitment to who we are and what we've committed to be, so to speak.
So I think that's
where I'll start.
Well, I think you're right on with it, and I think that's how – I think it's so easy for us to get caught up into being somebody that we're not, that we never give ourselves a chance to really learn who we are, to figure out who we are, just because I think we get caught up so easily. And I think a lot of us don't know who we are. We know who we have become, and there's a difference. And just because you say certain things today or you do certain things doesn't necessarily mean that's who you are. It could mean that that's who you've become, because people do things for different reasons. People do things because of low self-esteem. People do things because they are trying to fit in. People do things because they're trying to survive. But I think that as time goes on, I think we can get so wrapped up into not just the things of this world, but we can get wrapped up in just everything, even when it comes to supernatural things. I mean, we can just get so caught up because we have access, like you said, we have so much access to worldly things. I mean, we have now. I mean, you think about a long time ago when there weren't computers or, there wasn't any internet or there wasn't social media, when people spent more time having conversations with each other, and you couldn't hide behind emails. You couldn't hide behind social media. You had to, if you wanted to represent yourself, you had to do it in person, because even phones, I mean, if somebody was on the phone, you couldn't get through because there was no call waiting. But because of advances in technology, it has become so easy for us to get away from who we are, because now we have the ability to hide. I can go on Instagram and pretend that I'm somebody else. I can go on Facebook and pretend that I'm somebody else, and you may not ever get to know the real me. People misrepresent themselves all the time, because they, one of the things that I see happen, and I see this more so in sports than anything else, maybe politics too, but people don't take the time to get information. And what they do is they'll listen to other people. They don't know if it's true or false. They don't know if the information that they have is true or false. But it sounds so good to them that they go and start repeating things. And then people, you know, fact check them, and then, you know, they find themselves in a tight spot, and they're trying to, like, you know, lie their way out of it, or, you know, they're trying to, you know, trying to figure their way out of it. But if people just took the time to figure things out, they wouldn't have these problems. I think another thing, too, I think that's how people end up, you know, getting jobs, because the person who should get the job can't get the job, or the person who should get the promotion can't get the promotion. Why? Because somebody has gone in and made themselves look like or appear to be something that they aren't. You know, I remember, you know, here we had a guy who had been a principal for 5 years. He was a principal making $119,000 a year. He was a principal. And then come to find out, he had no educational background. He had lied and said that he had gotten a bachelor's degree. He had 2 master's degrees and 2 PhDs. And he had nothing. But he faked his way all the way to being a principal. Now, granted, that just means that, you know, somebody didn't do their homework. But still, he was able to manipulate a system and be somebody that he wasn't. Because that's just the world that we live in today.
And you would think, why would someone... You know, why would you do that, knowing that your day-to-day, because, and maybe this is not for some people, but I think if I did that, I'd be, like, every day for the rest of the time that I'm there, I would think, is this today? Is this today someone's going to find out? Will they know today? like the day that you have, what you have to live through to live that lie. And I think that's equivalent to not being true to you, because true means reality. The word true means fact and reality. You're in accordance with fact and reality. And so when we're not being true to ourselves, or even people pleasing, I think you mentioned something to that effect, Rodney. You know, just trying to be what the world wants us to be, or trying to be what we think people will accept, and then that low self-esteem will make you do things like that, and almost just think it's more like it's better to just wait it out. Like, if someone will someone find out, and if they do, you know, I'll deal with it then. That's equivalent to not being true to yourself day to day. It's like you are going against your soul, I would say, the essence of who you really are. You're going against life. You're fighting life when you're not being true to yourself. And that means, you know, cultivating that deep and trusting relationship with yourself, setting those values, knowing what your desires are, so that, like my kitchen moment at the sink when I was thinking things that I should not think, you know, like, okay, this is something kicked in. This is going against where you're trying to go, Tammy. These thoughts does not match up with your authentic self, so to speak. And as crazy as that sounds, like, I have to do that all the time. I have to talk myself out of my own feelings and more so connect with the emotions that are related those feelings. And so I don't even think we could really go further without putting so much emphasis on, or much more emphasis on, knowing who you are and being okay with that. Being intentional about knowing who you are. And that means we got to disconnect from the world. You have to, because I want to read a post, and I shared this post today, but I'm not so sure it went through. And it says insecurities can cause you to compete with people that you could be learning from and tear down the people that you should be growing with. So I'm going to read that again. Insecurities can cause you to compete with the people that you could be learning from and tear down the people that you could be growing with. To me, that is deep. So, and how often do we do that, especially when we are not connected to ourselves, when we don't know? Because I think if we all be honest, we are competing for something rather than finding out what's my purpose, who am I, and almost giving up on everything else and focusing on that purpose and having passion for that. If we could tap more into our power, like you said, people are afraid of change. And I think it's because somehow we've got a thought in our mind that we're afraid of that change because it's the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. If I go left, well, maybe I should have went right. I don't know what's down there. And at the end of the day, we really don't know either way. Like, I think the good part of wisdom is knowing that as much as I think I know nothing. I think that's the beauty of wisdom. When you get to that point, as much as I think I know, as much as I think I've grown, as much as I've learned, at the end of the day, I really have no control over tomorrow. Like, I really have no control over the rest of the night. And so to be fearful of change is a sure fact that change will not happen, the change that you want to produce in your life, being intentional about living. So, Rodney, I guess, what would you say, what would you add to, other than getting connected with yourself, knowing yourself, values and things like that, what would another thing be about being true to yourself?
Well, I would also I want to go back to something else that you just said. Say the part one more time for me about you could be learning from people or growing with them.
Insecurities can cause you to compete with people that you could be learning from and tear down the people that you could be growing with.
So I'll also say with that, you also could be preventing others who could potentially benefit from seeing your light shine. You could be preventing their growth just from seeing you doing things, just by seeing you set goals and reaching them, because I really think that sometimes we hold other people back when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And the reason why I say that is because if you notice, to anybody who's listening, think about a time you've been successful in your life. And think about what that did for somebody else. Think about, I'll say graduation. I've seen graduations today. A lot of pictures because, kids are graduating from high school, graduating from college. How many people have been inspired because somebody else graduated? How many people have gone back to school because they watch somebody go through some hard times, or they watch somebody struggle? Maybe it was, a death in their family. Maybe a young lady was on the right track and she was in college and, had a baby that she wasn't planning on having, and then she stayed out of school for a year or two, you know, and took care of her child and then went back to school and got her degree. Think about the stories that motivate people, that inspire people, that uplift people. So sometimes when we are not being true to ourselves, when we're trying to be somebody else, or we're not walking in our own purpose, sometimes we're holding other people up because they could be learning from us. So we could be learning from other people, and other people could be learning from other us. Just like you said, we could be growing together. And so another thing that I'm going to add, Tammy, is conforming. And just like it says in Romans 12 and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so as long as we are conforming and trying to be like other people, doesn't mean that, you know, we don't want to, doesn't mean that we can't be empowered because we see things or because we hear things. But even with that, somebody else's success is not yours. A lot of times we see things and we start coveting them, but we don't understand what that person went through in order to get there. But just by watching somebody else be successful, take that and say, you know what, let me figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe I'm supposed to be an administrator. Or maybe I'm just supposed to be a teacher. I knew, it's funny because with me, I'll share my own story. I remember when I first started teaching, I didn't really know exactly where I wanted to go or where I wanted to end up as an educator. For me, I was like, okay, it was a goal that I had to become a teacher, became a teacher. And then I remember, like, the first couple of years I was teaching, probably because, you know, I had a reputation as a disciplinarian, you know, people kept saying, oh, you need to go into administration. I was like, no, I don't, you know, that's not my thing, because I watched administrators and the things that they did, or, you know, the way that they dealt with people, and it was just like, no, because if somebody needs to be told that they're wrong, then I want to be able to tell them that they're wrong and not feel like I can't do my job. You know, so there were just things that just said, no. But then around year four, I was like, you know what? All of the reasons that I have for not wanting to be an administrator are the reasons that I have now. Because why is it that because I become an administrator, who says that I have to be like everybody else? Why can't I be that administrator who changes the game, who changes things, who goes in and says, yep, there's a way to be professional but still get your point across? Yes, there's a way to go in and tell people off without using profanity. You know, there are things that you can do, but you don't have to go in and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, even when you know things are not right. And so for me, it was like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I want to be a different type of administrator. And so I got on the path to become one. I don't know how long I'll be, you know, in my current role, or, you know, where exactly I'll end up as far as, you know, administration goes. But I do know that I have accepted who I am as an administrator. But I'm also trying to continue to learn more about myself in relation to my job. And so I would encourage everybody to do that. You know, there are always going to be examples out there for you, but don't feel like you have to be the status quo. Don't feel like you have to line up with everybody else, because that's not the case. Because when you think about it, the people who have made the greatest differences are the people who have dared to be different. Think about, you know, we talk about people all the time. We talk about people like Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman who changed things. But why were they able to change things? Or at least be a part of the change? Because they were willing to do something that nobody else had done. Or they were willing to take it a step further than the last person. And so whatever your purpose is in life, always be willing, even if it means that you will be alone or even feel like you're alone, be that person who's willing to step out even when nobody else does.
You know, Rodney, I'm gonna piggyback on and just add kind of to what you're saying. And I'll put it like, I heard someone say, don't trade who you are to be liked or accepted by, and I'm just paraphrasing it, to be liked or accepted by a people, a world that has not figured it out themselves. Like, so we walk around and we pretend to be okay, we pretend to be happy, we pretend to have it all together. So as long as we are pretending and not, or I'll say not being true to the depth of what it really is, and those days will come and go, but to really get down to the core of you is to be honest about who you are, where you are, even sometimes reflecting on how did I get here, so that you can become unlearned, you can unlearn. And that's another thing. I had to realize that almost everything that I thought I needed to know, and I won't say everything, but I'll say much of, even with the people pleasing, even with not really ever saying no, when I know my soul and every part of me wanted to say no, I felt like I was walking around this world fighting myself. Like, imagine physically fighting you every day. How exhausting internally that can become or will become. Like, you're fighting yourself and everything in you. And another one I like, your purpose, your gift. Your purpose is God's gift to you, what you do with it. And I like to just say my life. My life is God's gift to me. What I do with it every day, in my opinion, speaks about what I desire to give back. And not to own who I am, where I am, means I can't get there. I can't really allow God to help me get there, because I'm not really owning what's here now. And so it's no different from if you are traveling, going somewhere, it's more important to know where you're leaving from than it is to know where you're going.
I
want y'all to get that. Like, you have to know where you are. If you want to get there the quickest, most efficient, the best way, if I'm going to California, I need to know that I'm leaving from Cordova, Tennessee, so that I pick the best route. So you need to know, we need to know who we are and be true to that and find your way to get to that point. What works for me may not work for you, and that's why we have to take our eyes off of the world, off of other people, make a decision and stick to it. Like, just even the most simplest things, I'll never forget. I didn't hear Will or Jada Smith say this, and I don't I don't know if they did or not, but to me, I don't really care. I took it because it was valuable to me. But it was something to the effect where they decided if they were ever they just made some commitments, I guess, if they were ever out, even like at an award show, and they knew they were gonna get the awards, and something came up with the kids, it wasn't a question. They're out. And it's just about knowing what you desire, what you value, maybe more value more so than desire. What do you value? What are your values? What is integrity to you? And then a plan for your life. Like the kitchen moment, the plan for my life is peace and happiness. Like peace and happiness has become two of the most important things to me, almost, and I hate to say this because sometimes I think we could talk our way into stuff just as much as we could talk our way out of stuff, but it's almost by any means necessary. I got to have peace, and with that, I think happiness follows. Am I happy every day, every moment of the day? Absolutely not, but when I see that I'm going underwater, I start back up instead of floating to the bottom because I desire peace. And so I'll even now, Rodney, like I go from phase to phase, and I think sometimes people think, you know what, I think she's losing her mind. They won't say it, but you could just kind of see how people sometimes look at you. Like since the sound, I don't want to say therapy, but since the sound, we had the lady on here talking about the sound bowls and all of that, well, I have that playing most of the time now in my house. Just the meditation music, water sounds, piano sounds, the bowls and all of that. And so I've had people come in and think, like, do you just listen to that all the time? But it brings me peace. And so if you don't want to hear it, guess what? This is not the right house for you right now. Like, it's not meaning that I won't turn it off eventually and conversate with you, but if you think that you come here all the time and I instantly have to turn it off, know that I'm not that Tammy anymore. If my soul needs to hear it, then I'm gonna play it for that additional 5 or 10 minutes. And either you gotta sit here and listen with me and we'll talk in a minute, or you may need to come back. And so you just get to a point where, and I don't like the word where you don't care about what others think of you, say about you, think you should be doing. And I'd hate the word don't care because I do care. However, I can't let it take me off course. That's the difference, I believe. We'll address that later, but you can't let people take you off course. And how you do that is you know what course you're on. You know, if you go, you just have to know where you are and who you are. And I think the rest, everything else follows if you are mindful of that. And like even with this morning, I knew that I needed my time at Shelby Farm. Like I needed just a few minutes. I wasn't out there long, but I just needed that energy. And so I went there. Some people journal. Some people write their days away. That doesn't always work for me. But it may work for someone else. Meditation, yoga. Go ahead, Rodney.
Well, no, I was just going to say, during those times, though, you know, when people find that place like you're talking about, that can be your time to learn about yourself. That can be your time to learn who you are. Constantly have things going, you know, to where you can't think, you can't meditate, you can't just, like, focus. If that is the world you live in where there's just no quiet time, or, you know, and I, by quiet, I don't mean, you know, like you said, Tammy, like you have, you know, those things going, but just getting away from the norm. If you never have that time, then when are you reflecting? When are you evaluating your life and your practices? You know, it could be as simple as, you know, some people take that time, you know, on their drive to work, especially if they have long commutes. You know, that's their time to, you know, to think, to gather themselves. Some people do it in the morning. You know, they get up early, you know, and they, you know, take the time just to gather themselves. So if you never have that time, then when are you thinking about your life? When are you thinking about your next move? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Tammy.
Oh, no. Go ahead, because you're exactly right. I mean, we're too busy. I think that's one of our number one downfalls, is that we don't take the time to listen, to just listen. I mean, the silence has become the best sound to me. Just hearing the wind blow is just an awesome experience. But it wasn't always. Let me say that. It was not always for me. Like the things I do now, if somebody would have told me you're gonna like this, you're gonna start doing this. So it's almost as if and let me say this. I think the word is kind of like when people get saved, when they go up and they want to dedicate their life to God, and there's so much celebration around it. There's so much happiness, as it should be. But we also need to prepare people for the battle. Like if we believe in the word, if we read it and we know it for what it is, then we should say, because most time when people, especially young people, when they do that, they're expecting life is just a natural thing. Like, okay, life is a good thing. You know, I've changed my life. Life's going to be this and that. And then when the trials and tribulations come, and sometimes far greater than they were when you were in the world, because you start to see differently. So just like, it's no different for me. When you prepare to change your life, to really dig deep and live from your soul, to allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to guide your soul, when you die to yourself, and that's what, to me, that's what this is about as well, learning to be true to yourself so that you can also die to that self. And that's going a whole nother direction. But I say that to say some of the things, come back to what I was saying, a lot of the things that bring me joy and just peace, if you would have told me even a year ago, especially like with this sound stuff, these sound bowls, and like, oh, no, But it's as if I'm getting in touch with the true essence of me, of who God created me to be. And I had to dig deep and throw out some stuff, and still have to continue, because this is a commitment that you just don't make once. You commit to being true to yourself, staying true to yourself, learning how to trust yourself through that process. Doesn't mean we don't seek counsel. Doesn't mean that we don't talk about it and ask for help in that way. But at the same time, you get back to, okay, let me take all this in and be able to make a sound decision for my life. Because again, just like journaling works for some of my friends more than it does me. Meditation, silence, being by myself works for me more than it does some of my friends who are traveling this journey, be intentional about traveling this journey as well. So it's not an easy process, even being true to you. And the later you start in life, I think the greater the task is, because there's so much more to unlearn. There's so much more to let go of, I guess I would say. if you, the later you start in life. And in my opinion, I started pretty late trying to find out who am I and why do I seem to be in, keep coming back to this place, like this place that I can't even really put into words, this feeling, I guess. And again, I'll go back to this feeling, not knowing that there were so many emotions attached to the feelings, and I was just feeling the feelings, not even being mindful of what emotions are attached. So better yet, I guess that's another one I'd like to add. It wasn't, I don't think it's possible to be true to yourself without dealing with the emotions that are behind the feelings. What triggers? Why was this a trigger for me? Like sometimes somebody will say something, do something, or you will feel some kind of way about a person. Why is that a trigger for you? What is the emotion? And that was probably, Rodney, one of the most difficult parts for me to do. And that wasn't long ago, like starting to deal with the feelings and the emotions and trying to dissect the difference and or to determine the difference and figure out, you know, whoa, what is this? Like a whole new thing. And that's why I say we have to be committed to being true to ourselves and understand that as we grow, as you grow and reconnect with yourself, with the new things, with the new ways, then you recommit and be true to yourself. It's like, again, just becoming unlearned so that you can learn, and you do all that just to die to yourself again, just to say, okay, you know what? Like I said, in all that I know nothing. And there's so much more to know. But you stay connected to that learning phase, that growing phase, being who you are and being your genuine self, knowing your values, having just some simple common sense, and appreciate your talents, appreciate what God gave to you. We were having a conversation, got kind of a deep conversation over the weekend. Some friends and family as well, and it got off to religion and some other things, and one person basically was saying, you know, well, I've just not had the experiences that you all have had, or that some of you have had. And he went on to talk about because one of his greatest virtues, I think, is patience. And he had asked the question, and why? You know, why haven't I had those experiences? And I said, well, you know what? I hear you talk about, and I see your patience for people. And I don't have that. And I could ask the same question. Why, God, why didn't you give me that patience? Why I don't have the patience that this person has? And that's the same for your experiences. Everybody's not going to have. Just because you're there with people, you can't think that you're going to your life needs to mirror their life. Like, if they have something, let it be their something, and focus on what your something. And so that helped. Even though I said that to him, it helped me too, because I too find myself saying, you know what? Why am I not better in this area? Why do I not have patience more like this? Why? But at the same time, why do we need to measure what we have against what someone else has? Why can't we just learn to tap into that and get to where we're going based on where we're leaving from, and allow them room to do the same, and just be true to that? Back over to you, Rodney.
Just a reminder for everyone who's listening, if you would like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, please dial 7406. Again, that's 818-691-7406. And once you do, press the number 1, and we'll pull you in by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are listening by way of the chat room, or if you're listening online and you'd like to post a question or comment in the chat room, please feel free to do so, and we'll definitely read those on the air for all of the listeners to hear and get a response to. I know we're going to be winding down here shortly, Tammy.
Yeah.
I came across this post, and I want to read it and get your thoughts on it. And I think I've heard a lot of things not be said exactly the same, but we'll see. It says someone may pretend to be a different person because they're not happy with the person they actually are. Many people experience traumas which cause shame, self-loathing, and guilt. These do not have to be traumas as serious as being molested or witnessing a death. It could be a little thing such as a father being too critical of his child or a friend being deceiving. Whatever the trauma, some people develop deep core beliefs of who they are. Negative beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving of kindness or love, I'm a mistake, I am not important. To protect themselves from further trauma and hide their pain, some people act in ways they normally wouldn't. It is not even intentional. They may try to be the idea of an absolutely perfect person. They may become addicts. They may become reclusive or demonstrate OCD behaviors. Whatever they do, it numbs the pain of the person having to deal with trauma. By not being their authentic self, they think they are controlling their lives and the people around them. Control is very important, and when the facade cracks, you will see the anger, sadness, and desperation behind the pretense. It's an unhealthy form of self-preservation. People who pretend to be who they're not are looking for validation from society and others, not from within themselves.
Wow, that was a lot.
Yeah, and it makes me think about, especially the last part, it makes me think about the way people act or interact on social media. And obviously I can't tell anybody, you know, their reason why or what they, you know, or what's behind what they're doing. But, you know, it seems like we always feel the need to join in and do attention-seeking things. And maybe that is the case. Maybe it is not. Again, I can't. But it's, you know, just certain things that I see, I'm like, okay, well, why do we all need to see this, or why do we all need to know this? I mean, you know, even in the Bible, it talks about, you know, when you do things, don't let anybody know about them. You know, if you're going to do something, or if you're going to be a blessing to somebody, or whatever you do, you know, if you do it outwardly, or if you do it publicly, then there's your reward right there. So people don't need to know your every move. People don't need to know every single detail of what you're working on, because at a certain point in time, they'll see it. They'll see the manifestation. And I think, you know, some of the things that I wrote down are that we hold back our blessings sometimes by getting out of who we are. We stunt our own growth. And we prevent ourselves from being free just because we can't seem to figure out who we are. And so here's what I want to encourage everyone to do. Number one, especially if you are an adult, think about and do as many things as possible, but think about the things that you do, especially the ones that you do on a regular basis. And then ask yourself, where did you get that from? Where did you get that behavior from? Where did you learn that practice? What is it a result of? See if you can get to the root of the things that you do on a regular basis. And then ask yourself, is that really what you want to be doing? Ask yourself, is that really a part of you, of who you are or who you want to be? Or is that a result of something that has happened to you and you don't really want to be that way? Because like the post just said that I read, things happen to us all the time. And they shape who we are if we're not careful. For example, I remember when I was in the sixth grade and I told my dad that I loved him. And my dad looked at me and said, boy, you just as gay. But that's how my dad and the men and, you know, in my family were brought up, that if you're a man or if you're tough or if you're hard, you don't say things like, I love you. You don't cry in front of people. You know, even if you are a certain way, you know, you pretend that you're not, you know, and so I know that for a long time, it impacted me. But I had to ask myself, you know, I eventually had to come to the realization was that just because I tell another man that I love him, especially if it's my dad, it doesn't make me gay, you know. But that's something that I've always remembered. Like, I've always remembered that day. Now, luckily for me, it didn't impact me to the point where, like, I began to question who I was as far as, you know, my sexuality. But I can see how things that people say do cause us to go in different directions that we may not have otherwise gone in. And so the last point that I'm going to make, Tammy, is this, while I'm thinking about it. The last point I'm going to make is this. When we don't necessarily know who we are and we start to have children, then we're doing the same thing to them. We are raising up a generation who is going to be just as confused. We are raising up a generation of kids who are going to have identity crisis. And so we need to keep those things in mind. I'm not sure what happened here, but it looks like we lost everybody. So anyway, I'm going to end this show. And we'll definitely see you guys back next Tuesday, because I've never seen this happen before. But anyway, have a good night, everybody.